to call the Enlightenment leaders. That's what ought is. Means perfect. That's what the meaning is. Here we say, okay, you know who the Qutb is? He is not running around the other people. He is running around himself, because everything is going around because of him. Because he is the shadow of the God here for us. Because he is the real lover. He is full of love, and you cannot find hatred in him. You cannot find the revenge and all those animalistic tensions. Yes?
Was it my understanding that the Qutb was, there was basically only one of them in existence at any one time? Or very, very few?
Very, very few. Yes.
Lend some assistance in repairing his ship, if you have become his favorite slave and devoted servant.
Means, listen, we are talking about this Noah, and he's making a ship. You try to repair the ship. Be useful over there, because he doesn't need anything. He didn't make the ship because he needed it. Do you remember that? He made the ship, he could go away. He made the ship to save the rest of us. And with the rest of us, we mean life. He didn't save only the human beings. All the animals. Means what? It's impossible, you know that. You cannot put all the animals in a ship. No matter how big you make it. Rosesti, I mean, if you make a ship as big as Vancouver, you cannot put all the animals in it. But in our story, yes, it works, because we want to tell you the story that once upon a time there was this guy who didn't know what to do. He was doing silly stuff. Somebody called him. Somehow, some inspiration came into him, and he started to make a ship to save the life. This is what Qutb is to us. Here we say, and you should be useful in helping to repair the ship. Yes.
Your assistance, is it advantageous to you, not to him?
Did you listen? Repeat it, please.
Your assistance is advantageous to you, not to him. God has said, if you help God, you will be helped.
In some part of, I don't know, these Quranic verses, he found this, that God said, when you help the people, God will help you. Means, I will help you if you are a helper, not if you are a problem. But did you pay good attention to this, that he was saying what? He was saying that Qutb, there is this exceptional people, this leader, okay, he is like that, and you have to do what? You have to be helpful with the ship. And he realized that you don't like this. Because when I say this, deep down you say, me? Being repaired the ship, at least make me the captain or something, a degree or blah blah. Stupid fellow! With repairing those ship and be helpful, you will gain something, not you lose something. You forgot that principle, that we are not asking anything from you. We ask you to be better. Isn't it? Rumi needs anything from us? Rumi is a needy fellow? Was. But it's not. Yes?
Hunt like the fox and sacrifice your prey to him, that you may gain in return 1,000 preys and more.
Means what? pay attention. He says that you are going to hear this story, right? And when you're looking at the movie, which personality you pay attention to? The best fellow and the worst fellow, right? Silly. And in here, in our story, because this fox is a bad fellow, you will try always to hate this fox. But because this is the best excuse for you, right? Because the fox is cheating your animal. He's explaining, this foxy is a good one because he is trying to prepare the situation for the lion to hunt, for everyone to eat. So why do you think that the stupid one is the donkey? In this story, don't go and think about the lion, which is the best here. Even the fox, which is the cheater here, saying, look at this cheater one. What is he doing? He is doing everything to feed everyone. Yes.
The prey caught by the disciple is after the manner of the fox. The disobedient hyena catches prey dead.
I brought here this fox. Why? Because fox is clever and is good. If I wanted to bring a bad animal, I would bring a hyena. Because hyena is hunting for itself only. This is the difference. Yes, you see that this paragraph that I stopped today to waste all your time, really, he is explaining a lot of good points when you're reading this story. And this is not a short story. That's why I told you, look at the pages and you will see how many pages it is here. He is trying to explain to you to read it carefully. Understand that, okay. When I talk about the lion, I'm talking about the otter. I'm talking about the leader, the master. When I'm talking about the fox, I'm talking about the tricky one who is serving that. When I'm talking about the donkey, I'm talking about you. So don't mix up. Don't try to be the innocent one or the victim or whatever. Because all the excuses will come. This ego doesn't like to be secondary. My brain doesn't like not to be the master. Because my brain thinks that I know everything. You see, it's telling you that I know. Oh, yes, I understand. We are talking about something that you don't get it. Yes.
If you present the dead to the Ktu, it will become living. Filth in the orchard will produce. The fox said to the lion, I will serve you. I will contrive expedients and rob him of his wits.
Wits is akala again. Because the fox will say, okay, yes, I will serve the lion and I will cheat and I will take off the brain of that donkey. That donkey loves the brain, remember. He's the logical fellow, right? And he'll say, I will cheat it like that, yes.
Cunning and enchantment is my business. It is my business to beguile and lead astray.
Means what? Means this fox is a very clever animal. And what's the natural stuff for the animal? Is what he's doing, yes?
Hastening from the mountaintop towards the river, he found that miserable, emaciated ass. Then he saluted him cordially and advanced. He advanced to meet that poor simpleton and said, how are you in this arid desert, amidst stones and on sterile ground? The ass replied, whether I am in pain or in Iram, God has made it my portion. and I am grateful for it.
Did you hear it? You are not waiting for this. The story is going on, and you want this donkey to be killed because you know the end of the story. But this donkey is you! And secondary, because you know donkey is stupid and the fox is clever, so you think it is easy. No. First of all, because the donkey doesn't feel bad of being donkey. Doesn't even feel bad being in a bad situation. Why? Because he believes in faith. Yeah. Your donkey. Who is your donkey? Your donkey is a believer or an atheist? I'm glad you don't answer to that. This is the tricky stuff. Here he would say, first of all, this donkey is happy because he believes that. What should I do? This has been happening to be my portion of life. I was meant to be born over there, so what could I do? I'm happy, thank you very much. Why? Why the donkey is acting like this? Because donkey doesn't know anything about hunting. He's not hunter, he's hunted. But no, this one is not hunted, do you remember? We didn't say once upon a time in a desert there was a donkey. Do you remember how we started? Once, which is not over there, there was a washerman who had an ass. He belongs to a washerman. I don't know what does it mean really, washerman. Because gozor is a little bit more than that. But this donkey belongs to someone and is living not very good. Therefore, he will say, no, thanks God, this is what it meant to be. And he brings in the word qaza. Qaza is the word that I talked about it. Rumi talked about it. First paragraph. First, book one, he said, there is this destiny. What does that mean? Destiny means that it happened to me. Don't tell me that, because that's something you make up. And he said, okay, when something, for example, some very in light chair is put there and a heavy fellow will sit on it, it will break. Why? Is it the destiny? This is the consequence of that and that. I said, okay, you use the word qaza. I told you in Arabic, one word has a family and the other word is muqtazi. Means it is supposed to be like this. Yes.
I give thanks to the friend in good and evil estate, because in destiny there is worse than ill.
I thank the friend. Who's that friend? He named God the friend. If they ask you about God, what do you say? There is a lot of people that say, like this, I know the God, I'm connected. Because everybody thinks that my connection is the connection. Here, the donkey say, yeah, like a friend in good and bad, because I know that even when you're talking about the consequences and destiny